Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. You're welcome to the 16th day in the month of April 2025. Indeed, the Lord has been good and kind to us. If you are excited to be alive this morning, I want you to say thank you, Jesus. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on the show, we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We're always eager to be on this platform because right here, the Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then I want you to kindly help us to share. Share till the right person gets this message and joins. Share until you win a soul to the Lord. Bring somebody to the side of the Lord today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, Becoming a Vessel unto Honor. Becoming a Vessel unto Honor. Our aim today is taken from Aim 23 from our Open Heaven Manual. Aim 23, take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 to chapter 20. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 3 verse 11. Matthew chapter 3 verse 11, which says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, and he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Luke chapter 1 from verse 26 to 38. Luke chapter 1 from verse 26 to 38. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 26 it reads, And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, after reading today's topic, you may ask, how do I become a vessel unto honor? The simple answer is that you need the Holy Spirit. Samuel chapter 16 from verse 1, then 11 to 13. God told Samuel, I am sending you to Jesse's house because I want to raise a king there. Jesse didn't present David initially because the entire family believed that David was not the kind of person who could become a king. However, as soon as David came, God said, that is him. Samuel poured oil on David's head, and the Bible says that the Spirit of God came upon him. When the Spirit of God came upon the shepherd boy, he became who God wanted him to be, a king. God has a good plan for your life, but you need the power of the Holy Spirit over your life to fulfill it. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6, Samuel told Saul that the Spirit of God would come on him and he would prophesy. The Spirit of God turned an ordinary boy into a prophet. In Judges chapter 13 from verse 1 to 25, an angel told the woman that she was going to give birth to a son and that he would be a judge in Israel. After that son was born, the Bible says that the Spirit of God began to move on him. When the Spirit of God comes on someone, the fellow becomes who God says he or she will be. In today's Bible reading, when the angel told Mary, you will have a son and he will be the son of the highest, she asked, how can this be since I know no man? The angel gave her the ultimate solution to impossible cases. When the Holy Spirit came upon her, she did the impossible. She conceived God and birthed him into the world. She became a vessel unto honor because the Holy Spirit came upon her. Are you struggling with sin? Do you find it difficult to spend time in God's presence? Do you lack the fire and zeal to live a holy life? Do you keep going back to your vomit of addiction? Cry out for the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is symbolized as fire, and when fire visits a place, nothing remains the same. When the Holy Spirit came upon Saul, the persecutor, it was changed into Paul the apostle. Beloved, the Holy Spirit sanctifies vessel for the Father's highest purposes, and you need him to become a chosen vessel unto honor. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me and use me for your glory. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me and use me for your glory henceforth in Jesus' name. If you are yet to surrender your life to Jesus, this is another opportunity, because you cannot receive the Holy Spirit without receiving Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. If you want to do that today, I want you to bow your head wherever you're listening to me from and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you because I believe you are my Lord and personal Savior. I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins and cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. I ask that you come into my life and make my life your dwelling place. I ask that you purge me of every sin and iniquity that is reigning in my life. Give me the power to begin to live a holy life henceforth. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you said this prayer, this is just the first step. The second step you need to do is to join a Bible-believing church. And I need you to just fellowship with the brethren so that you'll be able to grow in the Spirit. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. But before you turn off that dial, I would like to encourage you to share this message with somebody today. And how can you share this message? I want you to share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.